I'm Jane Lynch, and this is Inside the Actors Studio.
I don't know what it is with this woman, but I love her. Chicago loves her. Maybe it's because she grew up here and still loves the city. She's now a big star, and she is hosting an episode of one of my favorite shows, Inside the Actors Studio, this Sunday on Ovation TV. It is Jane Lynch. Jane, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Inside the Actors Studio. What's your favorite word, Jane?
Oh, that's right. I think I answered it, too. You'll see when you watch it. I forget what I said.
I watched part of the episode. You are interviewing David Oyelowo. Is that how you pronounce it? Because
yes.
I know
that is how you pronounce it.
I know him as an actor. He is so good at everything he does, and it's such a great interview.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you still have the blue cards, like James Lipton used to, and you take questions.
That's right.
You take questions from the audience at the end. I love that. Did you watch any old episodes before you hosted?
Well, not one. I've watched it before, so I didn't have to go back. And I was on it with Glee, right in the beginning of our run. So that would have been almost 10 years ago. I love Mr. Lipton. I think he did such a wonderful job. And as you know, we're doing rotating hosts now. So,
right.
But it's the exact same format because it works. Why mess with what works?
I love James Lipton. This is a true story. About 21 years ago, when I first moved to Chicago back in 98, he was in town. I called up his studio, the Actor Studio in New York, and he was in the studio the very next day. And what is it with James Lipton, that presence, you know, that very Shakespearean old Hollywood?
He's great. I did an episode of Arrested Development, and he was in it as well.
You're
so
kidding.
We got to ride over to the set together. Yeah, this would have been about 15 years ago. We got to ride over to the set together in a van and got to talking, and he loves actors. He loves the process.
Yeah.
I think is evident, and he loves to work. So I was surprised to hear he had retired. I thought he would, probably love doing it and hated retiring.
I can tell actors who've never been trained on stage or improv because they don't command the presence on stage. You are such a strong presence as a host and an actor. Remind me of your background in Chicago. I know you went through Steppenwolf and Second City.
Sure.
Which was first?
Second City was first. And before that, though, I did a bunch of off-loop stuff, as we call it, non-equity theater. A ton of it. And as you know, the non-equity theaters in Chicago are amazing. It's a great training ground for actors, and it's very actor-centered. And then my first paid job on theater job was the Second City Touring Company. And then I started understudying. I understudied the show Stepping Out at Steppenwolf, and from there I ended up doing like four or five shows.
Now, when you come back to Chicago, do you drive past Second City? Do you drive past Steppenwolf over on Halsted?
I walk. I walk, absolutely. I usually stay in the, nobody drives. I never drove when I lived in Chicago.
Right.
But I usually stay in the Gold Coast. I buy that big new Restoration Hardware.
Oh, my gosh.
So I walk. I walk to the Chicago Historical Society on North Avenue and in Chicago, and I can walk past Second City. I used to live in Menominee in Cleveland, so I usually walk by that. And
Of
course, Steppenwolf is now on North and Halsted. Yeah. It's been there probably for 20 years, right? But to me, it's like, oh, it just moved there.
It's interesting that you mentioned that Restoration Hardware, because right in the middle of the Gold Coast, there's this huge restaurant on the bottom floor, so they want you to get some drinks and walk around and buy expensive furniture.
You can get a drink for sure, but
yes.
Most people are there. It's one of the best restaurants in town, I think, and it's at this place called Three Arts, and it used to be a dormitory for women's art students. So it was dance performance, visual arts, and acting. And they lived there in the dorms, and so Restoration Hardware took control of the building, and they, where the dorms were, actually decked out Restoration Hardware rooms, and they're gorgeous. So it's fun. It's a great place to spend several hours in the day.
Oh my
gosh! They have great coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. They have the best. They have the best coffee there.
You sound like my wife. Let's go to Restoration Hardware, grab a drink, and just kind of walk around and look at the furniture.
Absolutely. And you can't buy anything there.
No.
You can't like walk away with a bag.
No.
You have to order everything. Even like a little cloth for desk side table or something. You have to order it.
We're talking about Jane Lynch. By the way, inside the Actors Studio, James Lipton retired last year. An Ovation Network took over the show from Bravo.
Right.
You are hosting. Is it the second episode? Alec Baldwin did last week. You're doing this Sunday coming up.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the 20th. Yeah, this Sunday with David Oyelowo. Yeah, it's terrific. I think you're going to really love our episode because he is a big stage guy. As well as now he's producing his own stuff.
He is so good. You do such a great job with him on the show. I got to ask you about, I have to ask you about Glee. When you first got the part, did you realize that this show was going to blow up? Or when did you find out that, oh my gosh, I'm a household name, this show is huge?
You know, in between the pilot airing and our first episode was about 3 or 4 months, and Twitter had just started to become a thing, and it exploded on Twitter. And that's when I had the feeling that this was going to, and also I knew it was very good. And I knew that musical theater is something that when you have a fan of musical theater, they're usually rabid.
Right.
And I thought we're going to get some great rabid fans, but I didn't know it was going to be as huge as it was. But it became clear in between the airing of the pilot and our first episode.
I don't know why. This is going to sound weird, but I don't know why, but I loved you in Role Models with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott. That movie, it's so dumb, but it's so funny. I can watch it. You know, it's one of those movies you see on cable and you just kind of get sucked in.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many great people in that movie. Ken Marino. Oh, my God. Of course, I can't think of anybody now because I'm on the spot. But David Wayne directed it. And Ken and Paul were both writers on it.
Right.
So that's a real joy to do.
And Hollywood Game Night, which celebrity would you invite over to your house and want to have on your team if you were having a game night at your house?
Yvette Nicole Brown.
Ah.
I think would be the person I'd have over to my house. Absolutely. She's the best player. She's consistent. She's gracious, and she knows when to leave. Like, she'll know when it's time to go. I don't have to push her out of my house.
And who has been the worst celebrity on the show, on Hollywood Game Night on NBC?
I'm not going to tell you that. But there's a couple of them, and I'm not going to say.
I could name a few, but I won't. When are we going to see you back in the city?
I'm coming back. I'm doing a Christmas show, a Swinging Little Christmas. We do it. We do a tour every year, and we're going back to the City Winery in Chicago. I think it's December 1st. Maybe you can look it up and announce it to our audience in Chicago. And we're also, we've got two area outside of Chicago gigs as well. And if you go to janelynchofficial.com, that's my website. But for sure, we're going to be doing two shows at City Winery in Chicago, a 5 o'clock and a 9 o'clock. And I believe it's the beginning of December. It's either the 3rd or the 4th. But look it up.
My producer just sent it to me. Jane Lynch, Swingin' Little Christmas, December 15th at City Winery, Chicago. How about that?
15th? Oh, my goodness. I got that wrong. Okay, December 15th. There we go.
15th. There you go.
Yeah. Please come out for that.
Jane, you're the best. I'll be watching on Sunday on Ovation TV. Jane Lynch hosting an episode of Inside the Actor's Studio at 9 o'clock Chicago time. You are the absolute best. It's great to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, too, and we'll see you all soon.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.
It's 720 WGN.